competition started February 11th, so it's been going for a little bit. There's been about 50,000 girls total who entered the competition, and currently I have made it to the semifinals, which consist of the top 64 girls internationally.
It's kind of eye-popping. 50,000 people started off in this, and you've made it into the semifinals. That is amazing. What made you want to get into the competition? How did you find out about it?
So actually, it's always been kind of something I've wanted to do. And then just one day I was sitting at work, and I got a random text message, and it said that I had been accepted. One of my friends had signed me up to be on the competition, and here I am in the semifinals.
Did you kind of freak out whenever you found out that news?
At first, I was just like, who signed me up? I still don't know who signed me up. And then I waited kind of about a week, and I was like, all right, well, I'm going to go ahead and post my pictures on the website. And as soon as the voting opened, the judges on the judging panel had already placed me in, like, fourth place in my group. And I was like, wow, that's crazy. It's already so high. So I just took it and ran with it from there.
That is totally awesome. Tell us a little bit about some of your tattoos. When did you get interested in getting ink?
My very first tattoo, I believe I was 17. I got my daughter's name on my wrist with some shooting stars. After that, I waited a couple years, and then I kind of went through a rough patch in life. I ended up, my first big piece was a dream catcher, and that kind of helped represent everything that I had went through. After that, I just couldn't really stop.
I totally understand that. Do you have one person that does your ink, or do you have multiple people you go to?
So all of my big pieces have been done by Jared Wright here in Mexico.
Right on. So tell us how this competition works. There's daily voting, and how do people go and vote for you?
Daily voting. So they can go to, it's cover.inkmag.com/2020/Alyssa Cuno, and there's a link that I've provided all over Facebook. You can vote for free once every 24 hours. There is also an option to purchase votes for the Music Cares Foundation. So you can buy one vote per dollar, and then the proceeds to that goes to the Music Cares Foundation.
Very nice. Now, when do you find out if you've moved on to the next round?
Voting for this round for semifinals ends Thursday at 10 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time. And then they will take a few hours to tally up the votes. And most of the time they announce the next day who's moving on to the next round.
Well, I'll tell you what, we are all pulling for you here in Mexico and here at the radio station. And I hope that you do well. I hope you win this whole thing.
Me too. It could definitely be life-changing.
Absolutely, no doubt about it. Now, we're going to post this up on our KXCO.com and our Facebook page, and if you want to put something up there as to where people can go and vote for you, that would be awesome.
Great. I can definitely post the link.
All right. Well, best of luck to you. Thanks for joining us this morning, Miss Alyssa Cuno. Thank you so much.
You bet. Thanks for having me.